there and think, I really don't particularly want to get up. And then I think, thank God I've got feet. Thank God that I don't have to have somebody put me in a wheelchair before I can get up, but I can actually get up and walk to my bathroom and walk out to my kitchen and make myself a cup of coffee in my lovely little coffee pot and sit in my recliner and look out my window and drink my coffee and talk to Jesus because I am saved. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. It is impossible to enjoy your life without gratitude. And I mean pretty constant gratitude. I'm not talking about, oh, God, thank you for the vacation. Oh, I dread driving in traffic all the way to work. No, thank God that I've got a car to drive. Come on, thank God I've got a job to go to. It may not be my favorite, but I've got a job, but a lot of people don't have a job. And I remember when I was younger, like in my 20s, I would have to wait on two buses out in the cold weather and then do the same thing again to come home at night, stand on a street corner. I mean, it was cold, and get on a bus, and sometimes there were no seats and have to hang on to something all the way. And missing a bus and having to stand there for another 15, 20 minutes, thank God you got a car. There's always something to find to be thankful for, and it will change your whole perspective on the way you look at life. But this is not something that's just going to automatically happen because you hear my message. I'll be honest with you, this is something that you're going to have to work at a little bit and do on purpose, because the devil does not want you to have joy or to enjoy your life. I used to look at this like my work. Oh, I'll be glad when the conference is over so I can go home and rest. I thought, you know, this is stupid. I live on this stage. I mean, not as much now as I used to. I do a lot of meetings now, but I used to really do a lot of meetings. I mean, like, I literally felt like I lived up here. And I thought, well, if this is what God's called me to, and this is what I'm going to do, I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to stand up here and be afraid of what the people think. I'm not going to stand up here and be worried about whether you like me or not, or whether I say everything exactly the right way. I am enjoying this. How many of you realize that you need to just flat out refuse to not enjoy your life? One person, that's lovely. Ooh, don't make me come out there and get you. Well, I dread doing the dishes. Oh yeah, that's going to be really hard to put them in your automatic dishwasher. Put a little soap in there and hit a button. Poor you. Oh, man, I hate to unload that dishwasher. Come on, am I right? Okay, well, travel with me for a minute to India. First of all, most of them don't even have silverware. They eat with their fingers. And the kids, we have a lot of like feeding programs, and they'll have these little metal bowls that look like they've been through about three wars. And in order to wash that dish, when they're done, somebody has had to walk possibly round trip 10 miles to bring back some filthy, dirty water to wash it in. And then we get unhappy because we have to go to the faucet and turn on the water and rinse the dish and put it in the dishwasher and go back and get it later and put it in our cupboard. Come on, I'm right. See, because we have so much abundance and because we have so many conveniences, we are spoiled rotten. Amen? So we lose the ability to be thankful, and then we can't enjoy anything because a grumpy person cannot enjoy their life or anything that they do. There's always something that you can find to be thankful for in every situation. Amen? Philippians 4:11. They had sent Paul an offering, the Philippians, and he said, "Now, I'm not saying this because I'm in need." He was thanking them. He said, "I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." He learned it. It wasn't something that came automatic. He learned it. "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength." Now, we take verse 13 a little bit out of context sometimes, and we take it to mean, "Boy, I can just do whatever, anything I want to do. I can do it." One little boy, Matt, the guy that was up here in the very beginning, Matt Clark, one of his kids, he's got my confession book, and he confesses, "I can do all things through Christ." And so one day he was at school and decided he didn't want to stay there. So he left, started walking home. When they found him, they, "What are you doing?" He said, "I can do all things through Christ."
Thanks for listening. Begin to find joy in the little things when you order today's offer, Enjoy Each Day Package, which includes 3 CDs and Enjoy Your Journey hardcover book. This package is available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and his message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
What God's going to do will overshadow the book of Acts. There were people in the book of Acts that were teleported. Philip, preaching in Samaria. God told him, go to a place in the desert called Azotus. He left, boom. Before he knew it, he was there. Ethiopian eunuch, ministered to him on his chariot, brought him to the Lord, baptized him, took him, teleported to another place. That's Bible. See, but that other side, you was limiting God just to what you could hammer out. There's such a resolve that ought to be in your spirit now that your capacity for faith ought to be off the charts. If God can do, and watch, he ain't finished yet. God's gonna bring all these lies to an abrupt halt. There's gonna be exposure of all these lies of this deep state stuff. I'm telling you, take a good look. Amen. Take note of it. Don't forget it, because once it seems like it's all going back to normal, it ain't. They're still working. They're still undermining. It's going to happen because it is declared in the book of Revelation that it'll eventually happen. But God's given us a window. Yeah. Amen. A time to awaken. A time to get our house in order. A time to regulate our mind. Get our mind on him. To draw near to him. To do and be what he's called us to be. I'm talking about full time, not part time. I'm talking about not half stepping, but amen, running for your life. Amen. Amen. The storks know. Give me verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate, a time to war, and a time of peace. Seems to me like in those verses, God is saying there's a time for everything. Amen. Tell somebody, my time has come. I don't care if you feel it right now or not. There's something in your spirit. If you're a child of God, I'm telling you, there's a time clock in your spirit that's saying, tick tock, the time has come. The stork knows instinctively, but we know something's going on. There's coming a freedom and a liberty to your life you ain't never experienced before. You thought, amen, when you first got saved, you were free. That was free, but you ain't seen free yet. God getting ready to set you so free, it's going to be like you had wings. Hear what I'm saying? The best is coming to you. But you got to get in a place of rest. You got to get rid of anxiety. You got to kick fear in the butt. Amen. You got to get rid of doubts. You got to get rid of CNN. And get your mind on him. Find that place of rest. Because the best, I said the best, the Zoe life is coming towards you. Do you know right now, even as I'm speaking to you, there's a pulsating, something is pulsating in heaven over your life, over each one of you. There's some divine activity going on over your life. While the enemy's still spewing out fear-mongering, God says, no, I got divine activity. Angels. The Holy Spirit, stuff is going on in your life in the midst of. He's like, I'll prepare your table. Don't look at that. In the midst of my youth surrounding, I'm preparing your table. Don't you worry about that stuff. Amen. Pulsating over your life. There's an awakening coming. A new awareness. A new God consciousness. People are going to be able to discern God's presence like never before. Listen, we're going to go in and out, not into the flesh, but in and out of certain spiritual dimensions. Heaven and earth are going to be like one and the same. Amen. Signs and wonders are coming. There's going to be a supernatural sense of awe on people. Even when they come into your presence, they're going to sense something that's different. It's awesome, the presence of God. This is what he's going to do for his church. If you press into God, and I believe we're pressing in obedience, your house, our church is going to be a high